Rishon Gimel, Sif Aleph, Heish Chaf Aleph. So now, till now we've been talking about the lochas of Akira. So Akira is made that it goes straight up and down. Fred, you can sit here. It has room for two pots. So there's a certain amount of heat which will be lost through that. So the heat is not so intense. A tanner, the opening on top is very small. You cannot put a kedera on top. You would just put a kedera inside. It was open enough that the smoke would come out, and that was it. And it was also made that it became smaller as it goes up. It was larger on the bottom, smaller on the top. So again, that helped to keep the heat inside. So heat is more intense, and therefore we're going to say three chumras about a tanner. I feel like Husik Bakash and Gavava. We said before, by a Kira, if it was heated with Kash and Gavava, so you're allowed to put it on top. Over here, without Grug or Bakalt, you don't need anything. Over here, it's Usr. I feel a Lisma, Usr, I feel a Lisma. It's Usr not only putting it on top, but even putting it next to it. I feel him Gorfakalt. So, those were three arguments why something was mutter before, because it's sobel, because it was heated with kasha and gababa, and because it's garfa kotem. None of them will work by a tanner. The Rama says, "Hago calls mancha yad to lettuce boy, but that which we're answering, you regard garfa kotem, so that itself reduces the heat. So eventually, at some point, the heat's going to reduce below the yad to lettuce boy, and then there's nothing to worry about." Okay. For sure you cannot do shehiya on top of it or inside of it. Okay. Now there is one heta which works over here, which is misamak gerala. You could move shul kol tzorcha misamak gerala, because there's no chashash over there. That's a tanner. V'kufach. What is that? That is shaped like a kira, that it goes straight up and down, so it doesn't have the mile of a tanner that it keeps the heat in by doing that. It's also made to put the pot on top, beaker, so it's a larger opening so that he can get lost over there. But it's not as large of an opening as a kira, because it's only made to hold one pot. Shumokam shvisas kdera achas. It says somewhere between. So we define like this. Im hosu b'kasha gubavu dinaka kira. See, if it was heated with kasha and gubava, so we're going to be making and deal with it like a kira, that shehiya is mutter, etc., even though it's not garfa katum. And if it was heated with gefas of eitzim, we're going to say, so then you can't even do smicha, and even with garfa katum, it's asur. V'atanurim shalonu zat ramah dinim kakira. So the ramah over here clarifies that our tanur, which was that they're made with the opening on the side as opposed to on top, and it's a totally different type of a tanner than their tanner. So it doesn't maintain the heat as intensely as their tanurim did, and therefore it's going to be mutter like a kira. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that there's more to talk about that.
Why?
Now. So that's talking about the chachilas. The next step will be if a person did do shehiya when he wasn't supposed to. So see the Mishnah Berurah up to this point. Chafalot. So their tanner, which again was similar to the kira in the sense it was made as a separate thing, was attached to the ground, and you put the fire inside. Because it was very small on top, much wider on the bottom, it kept the heat in. Therefore, it was more chomer than a kira. It's usur, even though it's garfa katum. So the Shabbos said like this, one second. Katum, I get it. Katum means all the ash, the coals are still there, they still have the heat. The heter of katum was a hecker. We're saying, by these things, the heat is so intense, so people are so focused on using that heat, you can't rely on a hecker. But you're a garfit, you take out the coals, so what do you mean chata? There's nothing to mechata. You can't get everything out, right? This is a Rambam. The Rambam says, Pirush Rashi, you can't get everything out. The Tanner, which in the nature is that it has very intense heat. So the remaining sparks which are there, a person might want to try and revive those sparks by stirring it up. So even though you have that it's kasha gavava and it's garba katam, it's still also. That's what the Shulchan represents, which that's the opinion of the Torah. And that zok the mchenu das of Rabbi Yonason and Muba Bethushe Ram. The Rabbi Yonason says that as well. Mchenu das of Rabbi Yonason and Muba Bethushe Ram. The Rabbi Yonason says that as well. By their nature, they don't really make holes. So, you know, you said the problem by that, you know, there's this heat over there which is still there even after your garbage cutter. By kasha gavava, once your garbage cutter, not really anything to deal with. So that much will be mekel. Mishavur pasan lochalaitzim will be mekel. She has to let us play, but this is only true as long as there's still hot. Of many outsiders, boy, put the lita on a filo al gabov. You can put it on top of it as well. It's not a place of cooking anymore. Filo b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you can put it there. It can't cook. Actually, filo ain't gor v'katzim in a kolam gam kin shori kiv the mokum shemaim shemakdeira ain't yatzlatus. But even if down below it's still maybe hot, but up above it's not yatzlatus. But maybe even that's mutter. That's a possibility. The Magen Rom contemplates. Okay. And then when he says al gabov, it's al dafka al gabov. It even would be inside if that place wasn't yatzal letters. It's not functioning as a tanner anymore. The koshkin shasur. Now we said that it's if you can't put next to it koshkin, you cannot put inside of it or on top of it. Now, so the Mishabura bought the Dafka Chaptal, Shaloni Special Kotzurk, or Misabah Yafala. It wasn't fully cooked, or it was fully cooked, but it's still Misabah Yafala. It's fully cooked, and it's Misabah Yafala. It's Motor. So that heter exists over here. The Chemi Kidrach, he also feel a banner of Gerber Kotzur of Misabah Yafala. And the heter of Kidrach, he also a totally raw, which means even though it's Hanner, which has a stronger heat, theoretically, might say we'd be worried that maybe it would be able to cook it for the night meal. Even that, General Chazal felt that meat takes a while to cook. The probabilities are he's not putting it in there for the night meal, he's putting it in there for the day meal. So that's going to be mutter, even though it's not garbage cotton.
Would we say differently nowadays? You see some of the meat that they sell any butcher shop, right?
The
halacha still be the same.
Yeah, I mean it's probably Mishabur. Again, because we're Mekabel Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia. You know, preferably, so you're not really putting in this raw meat like before. Some places also grapple with, you know, we're being machmer misafik exactly when Benish Moshes is. The Shulchan Aruch Shita was that depending on how you read it, Shulchan Aruch Shita was like the Ben Otam. So, there were Kabbalah Shabbos, you know, in Satmar in Europe, the people drove cars after the sunset. They were not going to Benotam. Benotam, in fact, the sunset, it's still daytime. Till, you know, 50 minutes after sunset, it's still daytime.
Go to Monroe, to the Walmart in Monroe.
So, the summer Rebbe, when he came in America, he stopped doing it. He said, because in America, there's so many different people who live. You can't do that because it's not, you know. Right? We have this very long Benish Moshes. The Benish Moshes of the Ben Tam is, you know, it was a short period of time. So you say, you know what, you can put it right before Benish Moshes. The time Shabbos Vade comes, it's still Kiddush Yos. You're putting it in. You're not eating your meals sometimes until an hour or two later. I don't know. It's hard to say. We're not really putting it right before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos.
And the fact that you're Mekabel Shabbos doesn't help that.
No. The point is, you want it for the night meal, and my ceiling may kabbal Shabbos early, whatever it is, but sometimes until you start the meal, it can be quite some time. So, but the time it gets to this man who is, or it's already partially cooked. So when kabbal Shabbos early, when it comes to this man of shear would be vali also mikra din. So it's partially cooked. It might be mechata at that point in time. It's not raw. Okay. Kufach is shumokim. It's place for putting one pot. Who also can kira. It's basically the same type of idea as a kira, but the kira who mokim shvisas shtei kederis. The kufach who mokim shvisas kedera achas. Fichonofish havle mikira. Different, since it's smaller, there's a smaller area for heat to be lost. It has more intensity of heat. Shamakam tsar rachem is kavat b'biyachik. Since it's a smaller area, therefore the heat is held better. And therefore, we differentiate mezutah havle mitatana, but it's not as strong as a tanner. If you heat it with kash and gavava, then a kira. Filo garav is a kash v'lekotam. Even though you didn't do grufa ketumah, it's mutter. If you heat it with gefas eitzim, it's like a tanner. Then a katana. The filo garav v'lekotam is aser. Bein b'secha, bein al gavua, bein b'secha. Then everything's aser. Even with garav v'lekotam, the harem shalonu chavches. But our ovens shapia mein atzad, they open on the side, and they open the. Totally, I mean, they're a total open item. They're large, much wider and larger than the tanner chazal we're talking about. They don't have the same level of heat, and therefore they're considered like a kira. So a person would want to leave a pot inside of the oven going into Shabbos, that'd be mutter. Okay. Sever Tiferes Shmuel, Hebi B'Shem Rishal Shecholik Al Zev. Sever Tishavim Heim L'Din. Tiferes Shmuel said that brings the Rishal. Said that's not true. Our Tanner is the same as their Tanner. Ayin Shal. Al Kaponim B'Tanner Shal Nach Toimim. Shemasikim by Toder B'Chem Rab. Toim L'Hak L'Dona K'Tanner. But the baker's oven, you should be mach with the heads of them like a Tanner, because that's very intense heat. The fact that there's constant heat going on. Now they're picturing their wood burning stove type of a thing.
Or wood burning stove.
Yeah, but in regards to our gas ovens and electric ovens, the Moshe Chuba, he holds that definitely within the Kira. They're very large, they're very wide, you know, doesn't have the same intensity as the Tanurim. They have within the Kira, so therefore, Shehiya is going to be Mutter. According to the second opinion, she is going to be mutter once it's cooked machal madur soy, even though it's not garav v'lekotam. Then he deals with how are you garav v'lekotam? You can't be kotam, but how are you garav? What does it mean? You turn off the oven, so there's no heat at all. How you garav? What you can't do grufa. What's ketuma? So the ketuma is the blech. So the blech on top of the on the stove top, you put a blech. How do you put a blech in the oven? So he says, if Chazal's chashash was chitui, right, you might come to mechalta. So our ovens, the mokum of chitui is the dial. The way the place you're going to try and intensify the heat is not where the fire is, it's where the dial is. So you have to cover the dial. Other hand, if the purpose of covering it is it should look like cooking, so then covering the dial is ridiculous. What's covering the dial do for you? You have to cover the place where you're cooking. Everybody tell us when you'd like us to move. So he does say if you would put a box inside of the oven, it has covers on top, bottom, sides and back, so that's that would be the equivalent of tima.
That covers your dish, you're saying, that you have in there?
No, you put a box inside your oven.
Oh, and then you put that this thing inside of it.
Yeah. Right. So, but that would be a little bit...
Ketima?
That would function as ketima, but the maisa for shehiya, the ikar problem is not Mexican mabashal. The ikar problem is shemi yikata. For chazora, we don't do chazora inside of an oven unless you would have that.
Unless what?
We'd have that box inside. We can't do chazora inside of our ovens for that reason. Okay, now, so that's all dealing with chachila. So we have a chachila, we have a kira, we have a kaifach, and we have a taner. We have a differentiate by kira, we differentiate whether it was with gefes or etzim, requires grufa ketuma. By gash kashavava, does not require grufa ketuma. A kaifach, if it's heated with gash kashavava, it's like a kira, it's mutter, without even the garba gotum. If it's heated with gefes etzim, it's not like a kira. It's like a taner. By taner, even if it was heated with kasha gubava, even as garfa katam, it's still asr. Mishmur brought an opinion by kasha gubava, which is garfa katam is mutu. Okay. Now, that's all according to the opinion of the Machaber, that there's going to be a problem in all these scenarios, whatever it's a problem, it's a problem even if it's fully cooked, as long as it's still matam of a yafala. The second opinion, we'll get back to later on. Tanya's opinion, if it's cooked to Michael Drusoy, Shehi is going to be mutter. Now, what about a case where a person did Shehiya when he shouldn't have? What's the status? Zakta Machab. Yershachach Bashaw, if he left it on, so the person forgot that it was there, he forgot to take it off. Or a person thought you're allowed to leave it there. We'll get to a case of Uber. But if a person intentionally left it, knowing that it's usur, we'll get to that. Now, obviously, we can't impose on that status on the person unless the person would declare it. How do we know whether he was shachach or he was avar? Right? He himself realized it, and he realized he's now trying to act appropriately. Okay. Yishar v'shah im tam hu tam shal shabishal kol tzarcha mutar afilu hu mitam v'yafalot. So we say, listen, the benefit was not significant. It was fully cooked already, even though it benefited by getting more flavor, but the ikar item was totally usable. So he didn't really benefit from the shahir. So we're not going to ask for the food that he had. But however, it was not fully cooked. And therefore, he benefited now from the shahir by making it fully cooked. So then also, the person may not use it. I don't say Shabbos until after Shabbos. You'd have to wait until after Shabbos to use it. Okay. We're not going to allow him to benefit from the shehiyah that he did. Okay.
When did he benefit from the shehiyah?
If it wasn't fully cooked.
And he would be benefited.
Right.
When
it's fully cooked already. That level of benefit is not significant. If, however, he left it there knowing that it's prohibited, that's asur, and he left it there anyway, so asur b'shneim. So even though it was a case of fully cooked, as long as it was mitam v'yafaloi, it's going to be asur. If it's not b'ralo, it's mutter. It's a case of a case where. Even if it wasn't fully cooked, for sure it's asr. Even by shagi it's asr. If it was fully cooked, it's just b'sam v'yafal, by shagi b'di evidence, mutter. But maize, even that's asr. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah adds abekdei shiyasa. So now, we discussed the abekdei shiyasa before, that we don't want you to benefit from that which you did this on Shabbos. So, you can't eat it the whole Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, you have this good hot food ready for you. So you're still benefiting from what you did on Shabbos. He said, no, we ate B'nai Shiyazo. Even after Shabbos, you have to wait the time it would be to make this dish and to this state. So we're not going to let you gain anything at all from leaving it going into Shabbos. Okay. Now let's finish up the Rambam on this. Now, what would be in a case? So this is all talking about Shehiyah so far. We're not talking about Chazor yet. And we'll see by Chazor, actually, even Shachach Mehichsir is also. Even with Filikot. We're more Machra by Chazor, which is an act done on Shabbos by the person. He's putting it on there on Shabbos. Right? So that we're going to be more Machra. Okay.
But there Makoros and Gemaras for these Chilukim, or is, where did these come from?
These Chilukim is a broad sentence right now. But
between Chazar and Shehiyah, between Shogat Mezid.
Shogat Mezid and Farshah Gemara. That's the Farshah Gemara. I guess it's Lama Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says about the case. The Gemara. The case of the Morris says, well, why don't you kind of shag out the mazid? Because the person, if shagig is mutter and mazid is usher, the person says, I'm the shagig. So Remeir holds that we're never going to be mounted to the shagig. So I don't remember the Morris of Chalitin case. The Morris does bring the Remeir, and the Morris does apply to the case of. I'm not going to say that. I think the Morris applies it to a case of Chazar. It's Chalitin, Chazar, and Shia. That might be in the Gemara also. Because they were more macher by Chazor. Okay. Now, Zot the Roma, v'im hichsirim en Yehudi. B'Shabbos. Let's say the person appropriately took it off before Shabbos, and the guy put it on. Okay. Dinah k'shachach. Even the guy put. It's you, the Israel, will deal with it. It's a case where you. Remember, the Shema pointed out by Shehiyah, the Israel is not putting it, the Israel is being there. So I said, it's there now. But he didn't do it, the Goy did it. Even though the person asked the Goy to do it, but the Maya said, we didn't have the person himself doing it, so we're not going to be as Machmer. We'll give it to Shachach Bashaw. And so then depends. If it was ready for the cook, it's going to be mut. V'im hichziri Yisrael did a cover of Shabbos. If the Jew put it back on Shabbos, he did a chazara. Even when he did a b'shogeg, he has to like all of a b'shog. V'im misam v'ra'aloi mutar sh'rei lo nehena min eser. And misam v'ra'aloi, now, by case of Shehiyah, misam v'ra'aloi is of course not a problem because it's mutar to be to Shehiyah. He's saying over here, even in a case where he did a chazor on Shabbos. Now, chazor on Shabbos, there's no way, he didn't ever have to do b'chlal. Even though it's mitzvah rabbah, it's still usher. But once he did it, there's no benefit at all. So then we're not going to ask a bit of it because he did the chazor, because what did he get out of it? Didn't get anything out of it. Since it's mitzvah rabbah, so therefore, bit of it is going to be about that. Let's see the mishnah berurah. So we're starting from Mr. Burris about the Chof Tess. Either he forgot there or he thought his mother would be the same thing. He forgot it there or he thought of his mother. Thought he left it there. He forgot it there or he intentionally left it there believing that it's permitted to leave it there. Okay. It's going to be mutter. Even not only is this true not only in the case of doing it on a kira in a case where it's not mutter, it's even doing it on a taner in a case where it's not mutter. Though the most chumrah case would be inside of a taner, which is heated because of eitzim. Still, if it was shachach, so we'll say it depends. If it was not fully cooked. And now it's fully cooked, so he benefited. Also, if it was fully cooked already, even though it's time for yafaloi, it's mutter. Matam, why is it mutter? It's time for yafaloi. The lo nehena mimeno kol kach kiven the balav hochi hoyer rodechi. It was totally edible. It's not such a big benefit. She's special kol tzarcha. Balkein, bidi yevet is mutter. So, at least for regards to Shehiya, Bidiyav will be mutter. But in a case where he was not fully cooked, then it's usher the whole adam, the closer than they base, so it came in these basha bishilam. But in a case where it was cooked, partially cooked, and now it's cooked more, so that's mamish, there's a real benefit taking place over here. So it's usher not only for the person who did it, but any person to benefit from it. And obviously he's b'nei beiso, because they're like, he did it for them. Right, so that's, they're clearly included in him benefiting from it. That he can't benefit, they can't benefit either.
They seem to be ignoring having hot food as a benefit. It's whether it's more cooked or less cooked, just the quality that it's heated up seems to be a benefit.
We will actually get back to it at the end of the simon. That there actually is a possibility that we would have to wait till it cools off before you eat it. But the problem is, when they cooled off, it doesn't take away the fact that it was cooked more.
It looks like even the stomach for Rallo, I can imagine. I'm willing to give up a little bit of dried eggs, hot food. So it's balance.
Right, so that's why we'll see later on. There's more talks about later on. You might have to wait till it cools off. So in the case of a shochach b'shoa, but it's not fully cooked, so you're benefiting, so you have to wait till after Shabbos. You need b'tei shiyasu. So that's Bishop is bringing two opinions on that. Gosa Shri says yes, the Rambam is mashma, but not like that. We'll see later on that the pasha seems to be like the Gosa Shri, that there is a din of b'tei shiyasu over here also. Kizimani Yehudi l'tzarchi say put for the din of kishachet the mashma nasa yed ein Yehudi b'mezid. But if the Jew put it back, is like Shehiya b'mezid. Also, it's going to be also even though it's fully cooked, as long as it's mitzama v'yafaloi. But Tom the Bichmarina Bechazar but Tvei Mishbishahiya Shim the Kabad Maisa, like we mentioned. Over here he's just not taking it away, and over here he's putting it. So that's worse. Why might Ramash Apostle Kherim Shari Bizep? But that this Kanas is a Kanas for him doing something improper. Therefore, for other individuals, the Yisoy that Mithama Ryafalo is not considered significant enough, it should answer it, they should really have that hetter. He deserves to get a kanas for doing that ma'isa. Achash hayyam mevushal kadam kol tzarcha v'yashagig v'dad adin zehu afilu l'shit as v'mod poysik b'sev v'sip t'yesh arman the b'shiyam mutra v'maycha b'tru soy hacha b'chazor shabim heim l'dina. So shehiya maycha b'tru soy helps you. Because by chazor, that's irrelevant. Whatever is also according to both opinions. Del kul yam v'chazor osa afilu im nispasha kol tzarcha. But the only case of Misam Arela is Mutter the Ritzel Ermer. I will be Gab the Chachila also be Chazor Afili Misam Arela. Misam Arela is not a heter to do Chazor. It just means, but he have it Mutter Afili Hils Bemez it Shereila in a Henna Club. So I see over here that the Moshe Dishar brings Chazishim Chal like this. In a case where something was cooled off already, you put it on and it heated up, you would actually have to wait till it cools off before you can use it. In a case where it was hot to start with, and it's just maintaining the heat, that's not as common. You're not going to have to wait till it cools off.
What? Someone put something back on?
And
and
then he says, not only that, once that's true, that you benefited from the fact that it was heated, even when it cools off, it's going to be awesome. Because the same thing, just like when you benefit from the fact that it was cooked. We're going to give you the kanas. So that's the Prima Gaudim says not like that, and he says he argues on that. That's an interesting point.
What's the cause of how you're benefiting from it having been heated?
You're not, but once the kenas is in place, you may not benefit from the minutes of Shabbos, okay. So they didn't take it away once it cools off afterwards. Okay, I think we're going to hold it here, and it's enough for us to digest in one night.